Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today, for being part of my day and hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, I know why. One reason why I know you're still listening is because you wanted to hear President Abraham Lincoln. And as I told you, he's here. I'm gonna introduce you to him again, reintroduce you to him again. He's been on the show a number of times, mostly during his birthdays, which today is his 199th birthday. It's the anniversary of his 199th day of his birth, and he's joining us now to talk to us about I've asked the president to talk to us about some of the things that he did to get through some tough times. And as we all well know, he went through some really tough times in his life and especially during his presidency. And he's here now. President Abraham Lincoln, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. You know, I've been coming on your program for a number of years, and I heard you just say I'm turning 199. You know, my little quip about the only good thing about being as old as I am, do you know what it is?
No.
No peer pressure.
That's right. And you, yeah, exactly. And but it's good to have you back, and happy birthday, Mr. President Lincoln.
I am happy, and it of course gratifies me that I'm noticing how much attention is being paid to how old I'm getting. People are getting ready to celebrate all over for my 200. I never thought that would happen when I was growing up, just as a day laborer in Indiana and Kentucky and Illinois, but I'm amazed at some of the things that have happened to me.
Well, it's an example, Mr. President, of how much of a difference one person can make in the lives of others. Isn't your life a testimonial? Isn't it an example to all of us about when we think, well, I'm just one person, what kind of a difference can I make? I mean, every one of us can make a difference, can't we?
We certainly can. And actually, in my case, when people look at my homely face, they say, my Lord, if he could do it, anybody can. And you see, a little boy came up to me once and he said, President Lincoln, you've inspired me to become president. I said, well, why? What did I do? He said, well, nothing. what inspired you? He said, well, actually, something my daddy said about you. What did your daddy say about me? He said, if Lincoln can be president, anybody can.
Anybody can. Well, now, do you think that your contribution to the world was accidental? Was it providence? Was it intentional? How much of all this do you think was your plan?
Well, I always believed in providence. I think what will be, will be. I think there's a providential destiny that shapes our ends, rough hew them as we will. But my view of providence is that there may be a divine plan, but you need to go out and work every day to make it happen. And so I always felt I had to do everything I could to get ready for my chance, if it came, when it came.
And so that's what you did. And in the early days, when you were getting your education, when you decided to become a lawyer, and you went through, you were in business for a while, and
yes, and failed at business, you know.
If you failed at business, you failed you got involved in politics and had some successes and some failures. In yes. Those days, did you feel you were moving towards some kind of a providential type of a life?
Always did.
Really?
I always did. When you mentioned about failing in business, I became a partner in a grocery store in New Salem, and after a while it sort of winked out. I suppose if your program had been around in those days, I could have gotten some advice about what kinds of businesses to get
into. We would have helped you, exactly. We could have helped you a lot there. That's right.
No, I'm saying that facetiously, but there's a great deal of truth. If I'd had some guidance in the business, I think it would have been successful.
Well, in those days, there wasn't a lot of information on how to be successful. It was mostly lifestyle businesses, of which there are many today, President Lincoln, but people who were basically just trying to eke out a living that way as merchants.
That's right. And you see, at that time, I don't guess I'd learned to rely on good guidance and help from other people who do what you do. New Salem was just a tiny little village, and who could I go to and say, well, help me, tell me what to do to run a good business?
Mr. President, will you stay with us another segment? I've got some questions to ask you about how you dealt with the tough times. Can you do that?
I'll be happy to.
President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating his 199th birthday, and he and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. And by the way, later in the hour, Gene Greisman, an expert on President Lincoln, will also be with us. Stay with us.
There's nothing...
Small Business Advocate, that's Christy McVie with Fleetwood Mac, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, the live simulcast, which we're now in our 11th year of the live simulcast. We've been archiving our show since 1999, and we've got thousands of those that you can go and find on our website and listen to them. You can find them in the category of a topic that's on your mind, whatever issue you're working with right now. Just go there and check that out and find the topic that's on your mind, and then find an archive somewhere in there. There'll be something that we've talked about with one of our Brain Trust members. And of course, we have the articles, and the newsletter subscription site is there. Our blog is there. You can check it out when you want to. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askgem.biz, where you can get small business answers now. We're visiting with President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating his birthday. This is the 199th anniversary, I should say, of his birthday. And President Lincoln, congratulations again today. You said something as we went to the break about in those days when you were in business, not knowing how to seek counsel, not knowing who to listen to. When you became president, what did you learn about surrounding yourself with people who you could confide in, whose opinions you could use?
Well, you see, I think that one of the reasons that I achieved the measure of success that I was allowed to was that I did learn to surround myself with people who knew what I didn't, who could do what I couldn't.
Right.
And by the time I had become president, I had that was the deeply ingrained principle in my life, that I didn't have to know everything, but I needed to find somebody who did. And so that's a basic principle I tell every one of your listeners to follow, is find somebody. If you want to be good at something, find somebody who is doing well what you want to do and learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I became president, I learned, for example, I'd never traveled abroad except for one little trip over to Canada. And so Mr. Seward, who was my Secretary of State, very bright man, ambitious, actually he thought he should have been president instead of me. In fact, several of my cabinet members did. They were probably right. But what I did with him, I turned him into a tutor. Mm-hmm. And he would come over at least once a week and tutor me. And mm-hmm. I was humble enough to let him teach me, and I learned
right.
from him.
When you were president, Mr. President, this country had been cleaved in half.
Oh, yeah.
over the slavery issue.
Yes.
And it was a really tough time for you, and I know that you suffered from depression. How much of that, but you also still had this vision for the
yes.
country. How did you move forward with that vision and fight those demons of depression that you had?
Well, I was just listening a few minutes ago to your telling all the things that you've been able to do in the 11 years with your program, archiving programs, and all of these great resources for people. And I thought, this man has tapped into a principle I understood, and that is, you have to find something bigger than yourself to live for and work for, and that'll help you through the tough times. You have to have a vision of what needs to be done and what you can do for other people. When I was in my 40s, I told Joshua Speed, I said, I have an irrepressible desire to do something that will redound to the benefit of my fellow man. And I remember that after I signed the Emancipation Proclamation, I sent a letter to him, and I reminded him of what I'd said. And I said, I wanted to do something that would benefit mankind. He said, and I said in my letter, now that I've signed the Emancipation Proclamation, I think I've finally done something that will benefit mankind.
But
in fact, let me say one more word.
Okay.
Whenever I talk to people, they say, well, I'm depressed. I ask them if they're interested in anybody other than themselves. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, if the only person you're interested in is yourself, I'm not surprised if you're depressed.
That's a lonely existence, isn't it?
A very lonely one.
Well, and I see that. I see that out there in people looking for something that they've been missing for a long time. What about successes? You've had some successes as well. We got a couple of minutes left. What would you think would be your great success other than signing the Emancipation Proclamation?
Well, I think that one of the biggest successes in my career was just the ability to keep going. But much has been made of my failures, and Lord knows I had many of them. But I had some successes in politics. For example, I think that one of the best things that happened to me is, and it was a great confidence builder, is that right after I came back from the Black Hawk War, I ran for the state legislature, and I didn't have time to campaign very much, but I did manage to carry almost everybody in my village voted for me, and that was a great confidence builder that people who knew me very well voted for me. And then, you see, after I ran again, and I won in 1834, 1836, 1838, 1840, I was elected again in 1854, but didn't serve. So I had some successes along the way that encouraged.
President Lincoln, happy birthday. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us for how you dealt with your life, and thanks again for everything.
I appreciate it. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after these messages, someone who knows a lot about the president, our good friend Gene Greisman, Dr. Eugene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, or about to visit, I should say, with our good friend Gene Greisman, Dr. Eugene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. And Gene, welcome back to the show. We just had your mentor, your favorite person in the world, President Abraham Lincoln, on the show. And you know, I meant to ask him about his website. But you know his website, don't you?
Yes, I do. In fact, there's a feature on my website, not nearly as robust as yours. It is www.presidentlincoln.com, presidentlincoln.com. And there's something there that is like something you do. I just recorded an audiobook, Lincoln's Wisdom, and if they will go to my website, there on the left-hand side, there's a menu. They can listen to samples of it, and they can hear a sample of the Gettysburg Address. And
wow.
Some of the other things that I do in my one-man presentation on Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. So check that out, folks. President Lincoln.
If they get really happy about it, they can buy it, but they can sample it without paying anything.
If you just like to be mildly happy, you can sample it. But if you really want to get nirvana and get some ecstasy there, you
deliriously happy.
Go ahead.
Yes.
That's right. Go ahead and buy it. That's presidentlincoln.com. What do you think President Lincoln would say to small business owners today about what do you think his life could, how we could use his life, and what do you think he would say to small business owners today?
Well, as Lincoln was saying earlier, I think that he would urge small business owners not to think they have to make all the mistakes on their own. He would urge them to find the best resources, the best people, and get advice from them. And that's what you do. And so he would tell them to listen to the people and use your resources.
Well, one of the things that that we've tried to do here on this show is encourage people to ask questions. Sometimes if we don't know things, Gene, we, especially guys are the worst at this, more so than women. We think, you know, if I ask this question, this is a question I think I should have known, but I don't know. And if I ask somebody else this question, they'll think I'm not smart. They'll think I'm not competitive. And I don't want to be embarrassed like that, so I'm not going to ask the question. And we literally will do without the information instead of asking somebody the question.
That is right. Now, there's an element of truth. There's a basis of truth in the reluctance to do that, and that is that it is important to convey the impression that you know and you know you know. However, I think that there are safe ways to get information that don't damage you with your core business and your competitors who will use it against you. And a mentor, resources now that we can get through the web, the seminars. I would urge small business owners to become a member of a professional association.
Yep, like a networking group or a professional CEO group or something like that.
And I've gone to trade meetings where they have often seminars where competitors will share their secrets with one another.
Well, and you belong, I know you belong to a number of mastermind groups yourself.
That is right. You would call it that. There was a debating society in New Salem, and I went to it regular, and I guess that was one of my first experiences. Here I am slipping into first person. That was one of Lincoln's first experiences in standing up on his feet and defending an idea.
And so those are things that I recommend that you do, folks, to surround yourself with opportunities to be educated by people. And of course, reading books, reading what other people say about these things is a very quiet and subtle way to learn things, to be educated, and then, you know, people don't have to know how you got that information.
That is exactly right. By the way, when I was on the faculty at Georgia Tech, there was a Toastmasters group that was formed there, and I went to Toastmasters every week, took it seriously, and used it as a laboratory to develop my ability to speak in front of other people. Mm-hmm. And it was at a Toastmasters group that I tried my first experiment at doing the Lincoln one-man
show. Is that right?
Yes. Huh.
How did it go over?
Well, it's interesting. Flash forward a few years later, the person who evaluated me that morning introduced me to the annual event of the USS Minnesota. Huh. And he said, "I'm going to confess now that I evaluated you, and I didn't think you were very good, and thought you ought to try something else."
I'm glad you didn't know what he evaluated. I'm glad you persevered, Gene. President Lincoln
recommended me, and I got an invitation to speak aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln because of him.
PresidentLincoln.com is the website. Hey, Gene Grisman, thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.